You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we gather in the parish church to celebrate one of the 12 great feasts. We do not make a particular delineation between the feasts except to say that some are feasts of the Lord, some are feasts of the Mother of God. It's kind of like saying we have children who are boys, we have children who are girls. We do not have favorite children. According to every parent that you ask, they do not have any favorite children. Of course, they are all mine. They do have favorite children, but they will never say that because they won't want to hurt their child's feelings. We all have favorite feasts, and although not one is more equal than others, most certainly Pentecost, the feast that we celebrate today, is a very significant and important feast for us. Today, 10 days after our Lord ascends to heaven in glory on the feast of the Ascension, his promise to the disciples is fulfilled. Being obedient to him, not really knowing what he meant when he said, if I don't go away, you will not receive the Comforter. They went back to Jerusalem as he told them, and they waited. And on this day, his promise is fulfilled. The Holy Spirit descends upon the apostles and the disciples, and they begin with great boldness to preach Christ. It's important to understand that God is very aware of our human time, although he lives in eternity. This great gift was sent to mankind when the Jews were gathering for the Old Testament feast of Pentecost, and they were all there in Jerusalem from all corners of the world. And the apostles came forth and they preached to them, not in the Greek or perhaps Aramaic that they might expect, but in all the languages of all the people who were gathered there for the feast. And very quickly, people begin to see that this is not some silliness that is going on here. This is not some babbling that is happening. But no, rather, they are speaking to the people so that they may understand. And understand what? That Jesus is the Christ. That the Messiah, that all of these Jews from all over the world had come to Jerusalem, that Messiah that they believed in, that they hoped for, that they knew would come, had come. This day, brothers and sisters, we often say is the church's birthday, the beginning of the church as we know it. And this is true. Because before this, if we recall, the disciples, after our Lord's resurrection, where did he find them? Boldly preaching him on the street? No, hiding in an upper room. They themselves, not being stupid people, realized that if the teacher had been killed, it wasn't going to take the Romans very long to figure out they probably better get rid of the disciples also. And so they were hiding. They were afraid. And we can't blame them. Probably our reaction would be something very similar indeed. But now, being enlightened by the Holy Spirit, they no longer care about worldly things, including worldly power. They go forth boldly, openly, and preach Christ to everyone who is there. And not only that, as the church begins, as the church is born, they draw lots and they go out into all the world and preach Christ to all the nations. Brothers and sisters, today is a day for us of spiritual renewal. Here we see the great power of God, the grace of God which descends upon the apostles is not something where they said, oh, that was kind of nice, you know, what are we having for dinner? No, it changed them. They were completely changed. They didn't worry about what was for dinner anymore. They went out to preach Christ. And we too can be renewed. This Holy Spirit is not reserved for some apostles who lived a long time ago. This is for all of us. The church lives by the grace of God. It is a living organism. It is not a museum. It is a living organism which meets the world where it is and tries to raise the world up to God. How often, brothers and sisters, do people come to confession and say, oh, you know, I'm always doing this, or I'm always doing that, you know, and I'm always this, and I'm always that, and I'm always being mean to my wife, and I'm always being mean to my husband, you know, and I'm never, you know, being nice to my children, or I'm not doing this, so on and so forth. How often? The answer is very often. It's because we are creatures of habit. But no human habit can stand in the face of God's grace. But God will not take us and drown us in this grace. God waits for us to cooperate with Him. He freely gives to us the transforming grace of the Holy Spirit so that we can become just as He is, so that we may become the sons and daughters of God. But He's not going to force us. Because, brothers and sisters, if there is compulsion, there is not love. Those two things cannot go together. You must have free will in order to love, which means you can choose to accept what God is giving you free of charge for your salvation, or you can choose to refuse it. You can choose to love God, or you can choose to love the world. But those things are mutually exclusive. We need to make a choice. So, brothers and sisters, on this day when the Holy Spirit descends upon the apostles, this day when the church as we know it is born, this day when the apostles lose their fear and go out without fear to preach Christ, let us decide that we too will be renewed. That this will not just be for us a day when we come and we say, let's see, every time I come to church, either the priest is screaming or there's grass on the floor. That should tell you that you need to come to church more often because you're only coming on Pascha and Pentecost. Let it not be that this day is all that means to us, this funny grass on the floor day. No. We carry flowers. We display greens, branches, all of these beautiful things that are coming alive now because life is given by the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, take that life. Accept what God is giving to you. Don't jump back into the muck of the world and just say, oh, you know, I compartmentalize my Christianity here, and I keep it at arm's length. Occasionally I will approach it, but I don't want it to be too close to me because, you know, that's not where I'm comfortable. You know what? If you're too comfortable, you're not doing the right thing. Being a Christian means that you are challenged. Challenge yourselves, brothers and sisters. Let this day be for you a day of change, a day of transfiguration, a day when you are no longer kind of, well, you know, I might go to church when there's grass on the floor and when the priest screams, but a time when you decide that you're going to be Christian without equivocation, without qualifications, that you will open your heart to the grace that God has given you. And if you do that, brothers and sisters, then you too will be changed, just as the apostles were changed today. It's available to us. All we have to do is make an effort to cooperate with God. So, brothers and sisters, let's go forth from the church today not the same people that we were when we came this morning. Let's go forth with a firm intention to become the sons and daughters of God. Without qualification, without, well, if it fits into my schedule, I'll become the son of God. No, we have to make this a high priority. But if we do that, then today, brothers and sisters, is a day of spiritual renewal, a day of new spiritual birth, not just for the apostles at that one time, but for us and for all men forevermore. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.